This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
All right, Patrick, we have a lot of twin stuff to catch up on here.
Yes.
You start wherever you want. You want to start with the franchise being ecstatic about, and that's their words through The Athletic, not mine, about Joey Gallo? Or yeah. Do you want to start with the Twins actually not finishing runner-up for Carlos Correa, as we found out?
Let's hit the Correa thing. first of all, it looks like the Giants' ownership bailed, doesn't it? It looks like the baseball department approved it, right? And they ran it by the ownership, but apparently they didn't run it by the whole ownership. So it sounds like they came up with some excuse to not sign him. The guy who's now owns 30% of the team and is the main, and his son is like, it's kind of like Joe Polat, his son's like Joe Polat, Charles Johnson, number one contributor to Herschel Walker's campaign, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
It's very interesting that a hardcore right winger would be running a team in San Francisco, which is
interesting dichotomy.
So this thing blew up, but I think Susan Slusser, who's great covering the beat, suggested, or someone out there suggested, that it was something from his medicals when he first signed.
What do you mean first
signed? It was something
like way back in the...
Yeah, when he was a 19-year-old kid or whatever it was, 18-year-old kid that they came up with to get out of the contract, basically, to try to use it as a... That's just, part of the speculation on this.
Well, Doogie had heard that there were maybe some concerns about his back long-term.
Yeah, but they... Susan wrote that it was not his back. That his back was not a problem. But Boris just said, to hell with you. But here's what's interesting. He would rather go to New York and change positions. What he is like Buxton. Half of his, more. I mean, not as bad as Buxton, but half of his value is playing shortstop, right?
Yeah.
Last year he drove in 64 runs. 64 runs. That's it. Everybody who watched him here last year says, boy, he's an SOB at shortstop. He's a hell of a shortstop. And he'll get a hit, and he's a good offensive, good hitter, but not. So now he's going to move to third. And those 2 years, he could have actually gotten, if the Twins offered 285, okay, he's going for an extra $30 million for 2 years, right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So he'd rather go change positions than come here. Now, I think part of it with Boris, it's the whole 300 deal, don't you? That he's got to get to 300, right? Because that's, I don't know why. But to me, 285 for 10 is better than 315 for 12. But then again, I suppose he figures, those last 2 years, nobody.
He's not going to get a contract anyways. Yeah.
Nobody be paying me 15 and 15. But I don't know if the Twins are that naive or if they knew that if they came in under 300, they could never get him. What the deal was. I believe they made him the offer. But, and here's the other. Does anyone resent Correa for saying how much he liked it here, blah, blah, blah? What do you want him to say? God, I can't wait to get the hell out of here in August or something. I mean,
he has to say it. I think it's just funny that people buy into it, though. That's the funny thing. Yes, like, his wife really does like it here. Well,
his wife likes it here.
Unless someone from San Francisco or New York is offering $300 million.
She'd like to be living here right now. She could go out and shovel. That would be, she'd really.
Here's a question for you guys. Will Carlos Correa's wife ever step foot in Minnesota ever again?
I don't think she'll take the road trips with them.
Road trips aside.
The Mets Twins World Series that we're all looking forward to.
We get the Mets this year.
You know what, though? This guy is now spending, he's got $800 million worth of contracts. His payroll for this year is, what, $350 something like that. He's going to pay $100 million in tax.
Yeah, it's a $370 million payroll, and with the $111 million luxury tax, it's going to be just under $500 million in payroll.
Let me say right now, they're not going to the World Series. They're not going to the World Series, which they're paying for. Verlander's a much worse contract to me than this guy. We've seen the best of Verlander. You're not going to
2 years, right, Pat?
Yeah, 2 years, $86 million. you're not going to see the same Verlander you saw in Houston. I don't believe at age 40. And there's some other, Brandon Nimmo for. You got to give him $160 million or whatever the hell it is. Yeah. What's his name? I mean,
they signed Dave Robertson.
Yeah, Dave Robertson is 15, right? Didn't he get 15 or something? 10 or 15? So. Yeah. A lot of it is just silliness, really. There's 25 Dave Robertsons that could cost you $750,000 because they're 23-year-old kids, you know. So a lot of it is just silliness. The only sad thing I see here is that George isn't still alive running the Yankees across town with this guy.
And Hank doesn't care. Hank doesn't give a damn.
This would be the greatest war in the history of sports.
What does the Post do if the Mets bomb, though? Wouldn't that be great? The back page?
Oh, they'll kill him. Who's managing that club now?
Buck.
Poor Buck.
Buck's wife said, I think you guys signed Correa. He said, I don't think we did. What are you talking about? She goes, you're right here on my phone.
Well, apparently it happened at 3 a.m., right?
Yeah, just like he did with us.
Poor Scott, the phone.
Yeah.
You want him? Yeah. So, but it's, it is, yeah, he's, are the, we get to play the Mets next year.
We do, yeah.
Play everybody next year. Are they here or there?
The Mets come here Friday. Oh, it's a weekend series, too.
Are we going to boo him?
We're going to, oh, hell yes. We're going to treat him like AJ, right? He lied to us. He didn't love it here. Yeah, he'll get booed.
Juicy Lucy's being thrown at Correa as he steps into the batter's box.
He won't know if he's getting booed because of the garbage cans or because he was here. You know, we won't know.
So. But part of it, like, I agree with you, Pat. He's saying, what's he going to say? When someone comes up to him in the clubhouse and asks him a loaded question about whether he wants to say, what's he going to say? I got to be honest. We're just kind of using this as a one-year stop as leverage. Yeah. That's kind of how it works.
Listen, Boris asked them if they wanted me for 1 year, and this is it. So shut up. You know?
And now I have to make it seem like I want to be here so that the Twins are one of the bidders so we can get a higher price from a big market team. That's just kind of how it works, guys. But we'll see you out there. All right.
Did he have to say I'm looking forward to the state fair, though? Like, didn't he go just a little bit? I can't wait to get my hands on the Juicy Lucy.
Yeah, Juicy Lucy.
Did we need that?
Well, Judd, you were in the clubhouse enough to know that he was one of the few guys that came out and held court after every game. You know, they'd sit in the corner for 10 minutes and answer questions. And you always had sometimes it was pretty good and sometimes it was just doing his duty, but he was, didn't the media name him? Was he good guy?
He was the good guy. Yes.
I don't think he'll come back and collect his 5 awards at the Diamond Awards, though.
That's a great point. What are we going to do?
The music man.
He's got 5, right?
Yeah. Who's going to accept him?
I don't know.
The media?
Yeah, the media, bro. We liked him.
Lavelle on behalf of Carlos Correa.
Hey, thanks a lot. Carlos says hi.
Hey, maybe with that thing they're giving me, I can go 15 minutes instead of 2.
There you go. Yeah, we don't need Carlos anymore.
Yeah, I can. You want me to talk longer since Carlos is filling? I think they'd like a few Carlos jokes from me, don't you think?
I think you should sneak a couple in.
No question about it.
Yes. So, but okay, the Twins did, and the Twins, through different media outlets, have said how much they are ecstatic that Joey Gallo is a twin. So he did have a little resurgence at the end of the year after he left. New York was a disaster for him. But then he went to the Dodgers and hit a couple home runs. Mostly was still terrible. He winds up hitting 160 last season with 163 strikeouts in 126 games. So left-handed Miguel Sano in here for a fix, Pat.
I, honest to God, have no idea what this is about. I have no idea what they think they're getting. It's a pretty good outfielder, I guess. Okay. I think, Judd, you were suggesting maybe they think he's their backup center fielder.
Yes.
You know, because he played some of it. I've never seen him. He has played some center, but he's kind of like an Aaron Judge center fielder, right? You do it desperation-wise. He's not really a center fielder. But I don't get it at all. I know that Dan Levine was in Texas way back when he was a kid, but what's that got to do with today being having the second most prolific striker outer in baseball history, replacing the first most prolific striker outer in baseball? Why not just keep fat old Miguel? I guess because he can't play multiple positions.
And he can't stay on the field. Like Gallo, at least largely, will stay on the field.
Do you think they are going to be able to make it? There's some speculation that there's going to be a market for Kepler. That the Yankees need an outfielder and some other teams need an outfielder. One of the National League, good National League teams needs an outfielder.
He can play a little corner outfield. And
oh, God, he's a very good right fielder.
He's not a bad player. Stacked team, he'd be a great depth outfielder.
Plus, I think that, you know, you got to see if he's going to get 18 more hits because there's not a shift, you know.
Yeah.
All of a sudden that 225 might be 250, you know. And then if somebody can get to him and say, you know, they're playing you over here and way over in left center. And if the ball's out on that outside corner, it's okay to hit a ball down that line. You know, once in a while hit a ball down that line. But a lot of people think Max's big problem is he just don't like baseball well. He's just not. You know, it's just something he does. But
yeah,
if he had his choice, he'd be back in Germany playing soccer. I don't know. That's what some people wonder about, whether he cares or not. So I don't know him. I mean, 3 years ago, he was getting MVP votes. So what happened to him? I have no idea. But he,
you know, you may have actually hit on something with Gallo, too. So, you know, the value of Max Kepler might go up because of the shift. I mean, I just pulled up a Joey Gallo spray chart. So he has like 70% of his batted balls are on the right side of the second base, where the second baseman would traditionally be
playing. Higher rate than Kepler, actually, I think. Mm-hmm. I think like the highest in baseball. So maybe if he does put the ball in play. You know, I talked to a couple of my buddies about what happened to Chris Davis and how he got so rotten. And, you know, because God, he was damn near the MVP 1 year. And one of them said he got so psyched out about, you know, his average was low. And then he'd hit a bullet, one hopper to the right side, and there'd be a guy standing out in the outfield and catch it and throw him out at first base. He got so nuts about having hits taken away from him with that guy playing out in right field. And, you know, and three guys on the right side, maybe four. And he just got psychotic and he couldn't do anything anymore because he used to hit home runs to left field back when Camden Yards was a real ballpark instead of whatever this godforsaken thing they've built now is. But I don't know. Maybe that'll help Kepler. Maybe it'll help Joey. But Joey, you still can't strike out 40% of the time and expect anyone to have any, you know, faith in you. I always said for about 5 years now, if there's runners in scoring position with one out and I'm the opposition, there's nobody in the Twins lineup I want to come up more than Miguel Sano. Mm-hmm. I want Miguel to be the next hitter. Right. Mm-hmm. No matter if you got some catcher hitting 205, I'd rather have Miguel come up than Ben Rortvedt, you know, and I think the same thing is with Joey. There's nobody. If you need the fly ball in the eighth inning of a tie ball game, bring in Joey, baby. I'll strike him out in 2 minutes. So.
Yeah. No, anyway. I agree.
I just don't get that one.
Twins are ecstatic.
Yeah, they're very excited.
Why do they do that?
Media good guy.
Why do they say that crap? You know, like, I don't know. Derek.
Yeah, there's no reason to why oversell something
that might
underdeliver or is likely to underdeliver.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Yes, that's true.
Anyhow.
Five Pro Bowlers.
Justin Jefferson, Kirk Cousins, Za'Darius Smith, TJ Hockenson, and the best long snapper in the NFL, Andrew DePaula.
What? He seems like a character. Like a lot of those long snappers, he seems like kind of a character. I don't know if I've never
His story is a great one. He was like done with football and then he came back as a long
snapper.
But
he seems like he has fun with the idea that he's, I'm a fantastic long snapper, you know.
So what makes no sense, though, is we are no longer going to, and I actually like this, play the game, but we are still naming a big list of alternates. For what exactly?
So if you have a sprained ankle and you can't play in the imaginary game, then the are they going to say,
you would have played. You're a pro bowler.
Thanks for reminding me. I forgot there's no game. I was looking at all the Yes. So that means you, like Darisaw is the second alternate.
Does it matter?
Does that mean you get a bonus or what?
Maybe that might be part of it.
If it's written in your contract, I guess.
But who chooses them? Because the fan voting had little to do with it because
it's one third. It's one third players, one third, I think, coaches and personnel. And
what are they going to do? Are they going to have like the old, are they going to have a skills competition or something?
Yeah, and I think they're going to have
Are the Pro Bowlers going to attend or do we know?
I have not gone that far down the path. I just know that it's going to be like a battle of the network stars with Cosell back in the day, which was fantastic.
You got to give them credit, man. That league, if they don't want to give you anything that people are going to not watch, right? And the Pro Bowl.
And people watched the Pro Bowl and they still killed it.
They got an eight, right? But
you think baseball wouldn't take an eight?
For the All-Star game? That's
for anything they do.
For anything, yeah. The World Series dipped down to like an eight, I feel like, at one point.
At a couple of games were that low. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it, but... I wonder if it's you got the New York market pumped up, right, for baseball, and you got the LA market. That's two pretty good big towns. So it's amazing that their numbers can be that low. It's just the rest of the country that doesn't give a damn, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and locally they still do. Like the local networks generally still do well with TV coverage.
Yeah, it's a region. I've been saying this for years. It's a region. Every sport is regional except football, except the NFL. Every sport's regional, and the baseball is just as regional as hockey now. Just regional. NBA is more of a national sport than baseball now.
Like that Rams Packers game the other night on Monday night. No reason at all whatsoever to watch that game. And I probably watched like 2.5 quarters of that game just because the NFL is compelling.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. The NBA has their five Christmas games, right? That's their big day. And now, because it's Sunday, the NFL's got three games. And they all stink. All three of them stink. And they will kick the NBA's ass with their traditional games. They're all bad. One's Green
Bay. Ain't it great, though?
Huh?
I said, but it's great because now I can actually watch things. It used to be like Christmas Day was sort of quiet. I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm. There's
Christmas Eve now. Tons of games.
Well, and, you know, the NBA, like everybody screwed it up, right? Hey, Christmas, we got a game for you. It's going to be the Lakers and the Celtics, you know. Oh, okay, that did okay. Let's play five of them, you know. And it's like the outdoor
starting hockey. At 6 o'clock like in the morning,
hockey, like the outdoor hockey game.
Wake up,
the New Year's Day outdoor hockey game. It worked, so let's try five of them all over the world. You know?
You're right.
You know.
Wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Watch the Winnipeg Jets take on the Blackhawks.
An outdoor game from the beaches of Hawaii.
Okay, I watched quite a bit of our Wolves last night. What happened?
We couldn't make a shot last night.
Yeah, but how come D'Lo is handling the ball all the time now and not Edwards? The great thing was Edwards had the ball, and when he didn't have the ball, Rivers had the ball. And Russell was running to open spots and just getting the ball and shooting. Now every minute I watched last night, he's doing the old D-Lo dribble around, getting nothing happening.
Yeah.
Stupid, and he doesn't make a shot. You know, what do they do? Why did they change? Because
I wonder if he felt like his shot's been kind of, you know, off the mark lately. I wonder if he feels like, all right, I can't make a three. I'm going to start probing again.
The coach to tell him who's, you know, the whole thing was, hey, Edwards is handling the ball. Edwards is running the operation. Yeah. Edwards sees every, you know, how great it is that he sees people. He's getting triple doubles, and now all of a sudden it's back to old D'Lo throwing up rocks, you know, playing terrible.
Did you hear Jim Pete's point, though, about Gobert being back in Ant? I thought that was pretty intriguing. He said part of the reason why Ant was so pleased with Kat and Gobert out was because he could drive the lane and basically go in to the paint when he wanted. With Gobert there, it clogs things up.
Yeah, so I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that's true.
Basically, his point was Ant was much happier without both the bigs.
Well, yeah, Nas. I think Nas only played 12 minutes last night, right? Nas guy. Nas was great on Monday night. And
you're right.
So not only do they have to trade Kat, they got to trade Gobert too, right?
Hey, Utah, how about this deal? We'll take half our picks back.
If we give them both to you, can we get half our picks back?
Get a couple firsts and Vando back, maybe. That'd be great. You can keep Malik. That's fine.
If you could keep Hall and except Vando, I'll take Vando back. Everybody wants Beverly back. Give me a break.
I want Beverly back in a suit on the bench. I think it would be – want him in the Udonis Haslam DNP make $1 million a year for DNPs every night for 5 years.
Start right.
Holding guys in check.
Good quotes, that's for sure. But he's shooting about 25%. You see that? You know,
it's
can't
rough.
Take a shot to save his life. That's right.
Yep. All right, Pat, we got to run.
We'll
catch you tomorrow.
Might not want to take that walk around a block here tonight, you Minnesota boys. I see 40-some below. That's not good.
No.
I'm going to have to wear a coat today if I go outside. That's for damn sure.
Wow.
Yeah. When Pat wears a coat, you know it's cold. Yep. All right. Wrapping with Royce here. You can find all of these Royce conversations on the Mackie and Judd podcast feed and also on the Royce Unchained podcast feed. See you guys.